Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students about a careers event.
I know you are preparing for the test on Monday, June the 9th. However, because you are final year students, you need to think about a career too. So, before term ends, on June the 20th, someone will visit the school on June 17th to give careers advice. On this day, you'll be able to find out about many different occupations. We hope that this will help you choose an interesting career. It's never too early to start thinking about the future. The event will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., from 11 a.m. until midday. The first talk will be for anyone interested in science and technology, and from 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. The second talk will be about languages. If you would like more details, please speak to Mr. Rogers. That's R-O-G-E-R-S. He will add your name to a list of those interested in the event. There is also an information sheet at the back of the hall that you can take home with you to read.
Now listen again.
I know you are preparing for the test on Monday, June the 9th. However, because you are final year students, you need to think about a career too. So, before term ends, on June the 20th, someone will visit the school on June 17th to give careers advice. On this day, you'll be able to find out about many different occupations. We hope that this will help you choose an interesting career. It's never too early to start thinking about the future. The event will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., from 11 a.m. until midday. The first talk will be for anyone interested in science and technology, and from 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. The second talk will be about languages. If you would like more details, please speak to Mr. Rogers. That's R-O-G-E-R-S. He will add your name to a list of those interested in the event. There is also an information sheet at the back of the hall that you can take home with you to read.
That is the end of part 2.